Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole-body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health here on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope you'll stay with me this hour, because this October is Breast Health Awareness Month. And so today, in honor of that, I am doing a show, in fact, every day, every Wednesday this month, about today we're going to be uncovering some of the sources of the rise of breast cancer in both men and women. And I'm also going to be sharing some really practical and delicious tips to protect your breasts, to shrink tumors, and to have an altogether healthy body. So I do hope that you'll stay with me for the whole hour as I give you some simple solutions for your own everyday health. I want to be sure that you have the phone number if you'd like to call in and ask some questions. The number is 800-930-2819, or you can instant message me if you're listening on Transformation Talk Radio, and I will be sure and get as many of your questions answered as possible today. I'm excited about this show. So I don't know if you're aware of this, but it seems that every single, every 3 minutes, one more woman is diagnosed with breast cancer. And about 75% of all those breast tumors are estrogen receptor positive tumors. This simply means that the tumor cells are activated by estrogen in a way that when estrogen attaches to the receptor sites on cells, which we'll get to in a little bit, it causes the tumor to grow faster. And for all of you men who are listening but were about to tune me out, you may want to listen, because male breast cancer is on the rise, and the majority of male breast cancer cases are estrogen receptor positive, and the numbers are growing. So I want to kind of give you the reason that these tumors, in particular, these estrogen-driven tumors, are growing at such alarming rates, because it has to do with a topic that I've been talking about off and on over the last couple of months, and it's about the chemicals in your environment. And so there are some of those chemicals that we talked about are a certain class of chemicals called xenoestrogens. Now, xeno is the Greek root word for foreign, and then, of course, an estrogen is a female hormone that is found in nearly every living creature. So you see, all of the cells in your body contain receptor sites for hormones, vitamins, minerals, and even emotions. So what that means is that that cell membrane that I talked to you about before, that's called the phospholipid bilayer, so it's mostly fat, but it has little proteins that are embedded in it. And those proteins, some of those proteins are receptor sites. And so when your cell, in order to get things like vitamins and minerals and hormones into the cell, they actually have to attach to a receptor site, one of those little proteins, and then it's ushered into the cell. So xenoestrogens, these fake estrogens, these foreign estrogens that enter the body, they attach to those receptor sites, and then they start controlling the growth and development of that cell. And if the cell begins to mutate, it actually, the xenoestrogens can actually signal it to continue to grow even faster. So since estrogens are growth stimulants and fat promoters, the tumors, fibroids, that muffin top around the top of your waist, breast growth in males, and general swelling are a result of those xenoestrogens. A few other names for those xenoestrogens that you might have heard of are called estrogen mimics or hormone imitators or endocrine disruptors. And all together, no matter what you call them, xenoestrogens create an estrogen dominance in your body. We're going to talk about why. These foreign estrogens are all around us. They're in our food, our air, our water, as well as our clothing, anything that's synthetic, furniture, our cars, our cleaning products, and even our body care products. And as I mentioned, if you've been listening to me over the past few months, you've already heard about the dangerous chemicals lurking in your laundry room, under your kitchen sink, and in your bathroom. But I want to give you a little, a brief refresher of some of the most common, which also makes them the most problematic, xenoestrogens that have been linked to reproductive issues from breast and prostate cancers to low sperm counts and infertility. So here are some of the problems with those particular xenoestrogens. The main two problems are that our bodies naturally use an enzyme called aromatase to convert male hormones like testosterone into estrogen. And when there's a big presence of these foreign xenoestrogens, aromatase actually goes on high alert, and it starts working even faster to create more natural estrogen in an effort to get rid of the xenoestrogens. So now with the faster production of normal estrogen and the introduction into our body of the xenoestrogens, now there's little or no testosterone available, and you have 4 to 10 times more estrogen than you need. So that's one problem. The second one is that the xenoestrogens bond to fat, and once that bond has been created, it's really, really difficult to break. And so the natural, and so therefore they're less aggressive estrogens, have a very difficult time replacing it. And even when the bond can be broken, those xenoestrogens resist being broken down and excreted by the liver, which is how your body normally deals with natural estrogen. So now that I've kind of outlined the problem, I want to recap some of the worst and most common xenoestrogens, starting with food-related chemicals. So there's methyl naphthalene, and that's commonly used to make those waxy-coated food packages. In fact, recently Kellogg had to recall 28 million boxes of cereal because the methyl naphthalene had seeped from the liners into the food, and it made people sick. There are PFCs, which are used in nonstick cookware and water-repellent food packaging, especially those kinds of wrappers for greasy foods like burgers and fries and things like that, and all microwave popcorn bags also have the PFCs in it. And then there's propylene glycol alginate. It's used as a food thickener and stabilizer, and it's combined, so the allergenic acid is combined with propylene glycol. Now, I want you to bear in mind that even though that propylene glycol is being used as a food additive, you may know it more commonly in other forms. One of them is called antifreeze. And the other one is an airport runway de-icer. Now, if you look on the warning label of antifreeze, it lets you know that you have to be very careful not to spill it, because if animals eat it, it will, you know, drink it, it will kill them. Yet they're putting it in our food. So one more is a phthalate. Now, this is the class of chemicals that's used to make plastic soft and flexible. And one of them, you would see that word PET, is commonly used in water and soda bottles. If you look on the bottom, it'll have in parentheses PET, and that lets you know what class of phthalate it is. They also turn up a lot in dairy products because they're used in the machinery that processes those foods. So it's hard to pinpoint the point of exposure but it can happen anywhere in the production or packaging of dairy products. And then there's BPA, and I know you've heard a lot about BPA in water bottles and baby bottles and that sort of thing, but it's found everywhere. It's found in thermal printer receipts, in all the paper currency around the world, in plastics. And so, sadly, it's not a matter of whether or not you will be exposed to BPA, but to what degree. And then there is zuranolone, which is one of the most widely used chemicals in the U.S. beef industry. And it is really a special concern since it mimics estradiol. And scientists recently exposed cancer cells to zuranolone treated beef, and the results showed significant increases in the growth of these estrogen-related cancers. And then, of course, insecticides that are sprayed or dusted on our animals and the crops end up in the fat cells of the meat or the poultry or the dairy products or eggs that we eat, and so we're getting them in that way. And then the chemical fertilizers that are used to grow crops can also apparently grow tumors. And then we move on to genetically modified organisms. These are a huge problem. GMOs, really, that term refers to plants and animals that have an altered genetic makeup, and how that's usually happened is that they've been, the genes have been spliced and something has been, a gene has been incorporated from another plant or animal to create a specific different flavor, a different color, or make it, generally they're using it to make it disease resistant or resistant to Roundup, you know, those kinds of things. So I'm really, really, really on a campaign against GMOs because it's up for vote in California, Prop 37, and there are lots of things you can do in your own state to make sure that we get these labels, we can keep them out of our diet. And then, of course, there are pesticides. And, you know, pesticides are sprayed on animals and on crops, and they end up in our food supply. Now, before we leave the topic of the dangers of the things that are put onto our food, I want to tell you about a couple of highly publicized studies on the subject before we go to break. And the first one concerns the alligators in Lake Apopka, Florida, along the famed Alligator Alley. Now, if you've never been there, it's quite a sight to go down Alligator Alley and see all these giant alligators. But what happened is that a pesticide that's now been determined to be a very powerful lethal estrogen was spilled into that lake. And in a very short time, the population of gators fell dramatically for two reasons. One, most of the male and female alligators no longer had the ability to reproduce. And secondly, those who did just didn't feel like it, even if they could. But the alligators actually had it a little better than the smallmouth bass in both the Potomac River and in every lake in Texas, where the fishermen found male bass laying eggs, male bass laying eggs and displaying female characteristics. Now, that says a lot about the actual power of xenoestrogens to make huge changes in the bodies of wildlife. And those same things can happen to us. So I hope that you'll stay with me, because when I come back, I'm going to tell you a little more about that. And we're going to move on through some of the other things that are lurking in your house that contain xenoestrogens before we get on to the really great news. And that is that I'm going to share with you some really nutritious, really delicious foods that you can take to save your breath and make your body healthy at the same time. So stay with me. I'll be back in just a moment.
Bills on my mindset, I can't deny it. Getting higher, higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around.
Tune Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook. OMG, that's allergy-free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we are talking about some of the risk factors that are lurking in your homes and in your environment for breast cancer, as well as some really great tips on things you can easily add to your diet that will both make your breasts and your body healthy and even shrink tumors if you happen to have any. So right before the break, I was sharing with you the story about the alligators in Alligator Alley and those bass in the Potomac River and in every lake in Texas, where we found that the xenoestrogens in pesticides, in herbicides, and in chemical fertilizers were creating a big disturbance in the wildlife. And as alarming as it is for wide mouth or small mouth bass and wide mouth bass to be laying eggs and for alligators not to be reproducing, those same sorts of things are happening to us as humans. As I mentioned earlier, breast cancer has reached epidemic proportions in the United States and is increasing globally, as well as fibroids and cysts, endometrial cancers, menopausal problems and PMS are increasing everywhere. And a large percentage of men are experiencing ED, or low sperm counts and reduced seminal fluids, which has led to Viagra and Cialis to each become $1 billion a year sellers. So there is substantial growing evidence that the world is literally wading waist deep in these estrogen-imitating xenoestrogen chemicals. And for the last 40 years, scientific evidence has been accumulating that that demonstrates why we should be concerned about these hormone-like effects of xenoestrogens and the way that they're affecting both the wildlife and humans. In studies of animals all over the world, scientists are publishing similar findings where xenoestrogens are concentrated. They're demonstrating emasculated males, decreasing sperm counts, low testosterone, high levels of estrogen in both sexes, and dramatically increased rates of breast cancer. So, you know, you really do want to pay attention to what you're eating and the kinds of containers you're storing your food in. And if you haven't listened to my earlier radio shows, I'd really invite you to go back into the archives of those shows and listen to some of those things. I think they'll be really pretty enlightening and kind of mind-boggling to you. So now let's move on to household and personal care products. So the things you really want to look out for, these are the worst of the worst when it comes to xenoestrogens, would be parabens, both polyparaben and methylparabens, which are used in as preservatives in virtually, you know, more than 90% of all bath and beauty care products. And then here comes that propylene glycol again, because it's used as a thickening agent. And then most lotions and creams use an inexpensive mineral oil as the base, as its base, rather than an expensive oil like almond oil or rose oil or jojoba oil or something like that. They're going to use mineral oil. And then esters of alcohol or alcohol esters, again, they're inexpensive binders. And chlorine, not just from pools, but from your drinking and bathing water, are very filled with xenoestrogens. And then the kind of the number one biggest problem in all of our world are synthetic fragrances. And you might think of that just as a perfume, but it's in everything from our laundry care products to our dishwashing detergent to floor products to window cleaners and dusting cloths and spray everything and, you know, even your shampoos and conditioners. You really want to look for anything that has a synthetic fragrance, because these are very potent, really, really potent xenoestrogens. In fact, they use some of these synthetic fragrances in casinos because it will change your endocrine system to make you not be tired and to be more of a risk taker. So, you know, they can change your whole thinking and not just your body. So, back on topic, the way our bodies are intended to maintain a balance is that hormones always come in matched pairs. So one opposes the other to create a balance. So progesterone is the natural opponent of estrogen. But regular, in terms of regular hormones, our natural hormones are really subtle and they need only minuscule concentrations to function. So when we're being bombarded with all these xenoestrogens and then our own bodies are going into overdrive trying to outdo the xenoestrogens with natural estrogen, we don't stand a chance because we do not have enough progesterone to combat it. And since xenoestrogens are so much more powerful than the natural hormones, it takes 4 to 8 times as much progesterone per xenoestrogen than it does per estrogen molecule. So this makes us run out enough concentration of progesterone really fast. Now, natural hormones are pretty short-lived and they're easily broken down in the liver when their job's done, but like I mentioned earlier, xenoestrogens are really strong can bind onto a receptor site, be really difficult to get off, and so they last a long time, and they really resist liver's detoxification enzymes. And as I mentioned, these chemicals firmly bind to receptor sites. They also accumulate in fat tissue, and they disrupt nearly every biological process that goes on in your body. And small daily doses build up, leading to an entirely unbalanced endocrine system, which is part of our whole epidemic on obesity and adrenal exhaustion. You know, all those chronic fatigue and chronic stress and those kinds of forms of exhaustion are all related back to xenoestrogens. As I mentioned in the first segment, most xenoestrogens are petroleum derivatives. And so it's really cheap to make these synthetic hormones. You can go to the feed store and buy a whole huge bag of these synthetic hormones that are mixed into the food. And so they're regularly fed to livestock, and xenoestrogens are all conveniently available so that all of the meat and dairy products and poultry and eggs are really densely populated with these xenoestrogens. And the estrogenic insecticides that are applied directly to nearly all the animals also end up inside the fat, as I mentioned earlier. So there is a huge list of where we get all these xenoestrogens. Like I said, they come from our food, from our water, especially when there's chlorine present. But also you want to take into consideration that any of the chemical fertilizers and some really bad chemicals that are no longer legal, like PCBs and DDT, the way that they degrade is that they degrade in sunlight, and they actually evaporate and go back up into the atmosphere. And then when they're in the atmosphere, they're part of the rain, you know, this whole acid rain problem that we have. That's partially what we're talking about. So we have all of this stuff recycling constantly because it comes down in the form of precipitation, it evaporates, and so we really literally cannot get it out of our soil, nor can we get it out of our water. So as we go through this talk, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some pre-filtering and ionizing options that will help your water be cleaner. There are also air ionizers that help reduce the amount of the xenoestrogens especially in your sleeping environment. It's a good idea. And so just like progesterone is intended to balance estrogen, so is melatonin, your sleep hormone. But it is really, really extremely sensitive to low levels of light and electromagnetic fields. So it's really important for you to get as much light blocking going on in your bedroom as possible, and then remove all electrical appliances out of your sleeping area. It's really a good idea to use a wind-up alarm clock instead of your cell phone or an electric alarm clock. And if you are going to have them really at least 8 feet away from your bed. 5 feet is the absolute minimum, but 8 to 10 feet is better because they emit both electromagnetic fields and light, and both of those things will disturb the melatonin. And when we have our melatonin upset, that's not only going to increase the amount of available estrogen in our body, but it's also going to produce a hormone called cortisol that adds to the whole situation, and high levels of cortisol have also been linked to breast tumors. So I see that it is time for our next short break, so I hope you'll stay with me, because after the break, I've already delivered so much bad news. After the break, we're going to give you some great news. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome back. This is the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're talking about something that is pretty heartbreaking, right? We're talking about the epidemic rise of breast cancer and reproductive issues from xenoestrogens in our environment. But right before the break, I delivered lots and lots of bad news. So it's time for us to get a little good news going on, because I want to give you some practical and delicious ways to combat this onslaught of xenoestrogens. There are some things that, you know, will be practical and not delicious, and some, but most things are going to be delicious. So let's start with the not delicious ones that are very practical, really easy, very accessible, and a great place to start. Now, that would be with some detoxification, liver detox regimens, which would always help to accelerate the liver's clearance of estrogen using dandelion root and milk thistle. Now, these don't necessarily taste really good, but they are really effective. And if you, the taste is really offensive to you, if you get them in a liquid drop form, you can always look for them in pill form, which would be great. Now, the next thing that I think is super, super, super important and foundational to your liver detoxification program working well is your water. Water is, if you've listened to my past shows, you'll know that water is a huge problem because it's so polluted and filled with so many things, including chlorine. But there are some really great options. Just before I came back on, I heard the commercial from my friends at TryTheWaterFree.com. Now, not only do they have connections to help you get an amazing water ionizer, they also have the connections to help you get your water filtered so that you're not taking a bath, you're not washing your hands, and you're not drinking water that's filled with all kinds of chemicals, including the pesticides and herbicides and pharmaceutical drugs and chlorine that are filled with xenoestrogen. So I highly recommend that you get in touch with those folks at TryTheWaterFree.com to get some solutions for pre-filtering your water. Even if you already have a water ionizer, this pre-filtration is absolutely essential. So getting some good, clean, ionized water is a really great next step. And if we have time at the end, I want to give you a little bit more information about why I think that's so important. But I want to get on to some really delicious things that offer tons of natural protection against breast cancer, but also have been proven to reduce tumors if you have them. So it's a double-edged whammy. In fact, they are so effective that chemotherapy drugs are based on their action. So would you rather take chemotherapy drugs with all of that side effects or eat some delicious pomegranates, add some flax seeds to your diet, or eat some cultured foods, particularly drinking some coconut kefir every day is super helpful. So let me explain why. Let's start with pomegranates. So pomegranates, you know, are now available in all kinds of juice blends, but the fresh pomegranates are always going to be the best. And they're a little messy, but they're kind of fun. I remember as a kid, that was one of our kind of Christmas treats every year, is that we got a pomegranate, and then you get to dig in there and get all those little, I think they're called perils. I think that's what they call them in pomegranates, those little seeds. They're delicious. And so this is why they can actually prevent and slow the growth of some of estrogen-driven breast cancer. They contain some phytochemicals called phytolanthanins, which are really abundant in pomegranates. And they have been demonstrated to inhibit the growth of estrogen-responsive breast cancer by suppressing the production of estrogens. Remember at the beginning of the hour I talked to you about that natural enzyme we have in our body called aromatase, which converts testosterone into estrogen. Well, pomegranates, the elangitannins in pomegranates actually slow down the aromatase and keep it from going into overdrive and producing more estrogen. It actually helps regulate that, and so by doing that, it has been proven to prevent or shrink tumors. It's pretty amazing. And now the next thing that I want to talk to you about, which is going to take us a little more time because there's actually so many benefits from flax seeds that I'm going to have to go through several of the different benefits. So it's going to take me a little bit. So flax seeds are actually amazing. It's a tiny little package. Who knew that it could contain so many benefits that would actually contain omega-3s, which omega-3s help your body in so many ways. So let me back up and say that flax seed, the oil contained in flax seeds is called alpha-linolenic acid, or ALA, and it's an omega-3 fatty acid that's been demonstrated to suppress the expression of a particular cancer gene called HER2, and let me say that again. Most breast cancer is not genetic. Most breast cancer is not genetic. This particular cancer gene, HER2, is actually one of the inherited or one of the genetic predispositions to cancer. And flaxseed oil not only suppresses estrogen-related tumors that we're going to talk about in just a minute, but it also eliminates or reduces or suppresses that gene that would be driving cancers in genetically based breast cancer. So amazing. So it helps both kinds of cancer. But to maximize your benefits, you need to make sure that you're taking both flaxseed oil and ground flaxseeds. Now, if you're taking oil, you want to make sure that it says on there the fresh pressed date on the back of, should say that on the back of all of your bottles of refrigerated flaxseed oil. You only want to buy the kind in the refrigerator, and you want to make sure that that when it was pressed or when it was made was not longer than 3 to 4 weeks ago. And then you'll want to take it 1 tablespoon of organic flaxseed oil per 100 pounds of body weight every day. But let's move on to flaxseeds themselves and talk about the three ways that whole flax seeds can be super helpful. When it comes to breast health, they're one of the most protected foods that you can eat. Just 3 tablespoons of ground flax seeds a day provides an astounding amount of defense against breast cancer and support for breast health.
And right now, we're going to go back to Dr. Peggy Parker with more of Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. Take it away, Peggy.
Thanks so much, Brian. Well, we were talking about omega-3 fatty acids that are contained in flax seeds and how they are such important defenders of our body in terms of keeping it, protecting it from cancer, as well as reversing the growth of tumors and stopping or preventing them. So I wanted to get back to the whole, you know, kind of get into all 3 of the benefits of flax seeds. So one of those is that it's the richest plant source of omega-3 fatty acids that is grown on Earth. And research has found that the women who eat the highest amount of omega-3s have the lowest risk of breast cancer and the healthiest breast. So omega-3 fatty acids help lower the risk of breast cancer by quieting inflammation. And if you do any kind of Google search or research, you'll find out that oxidation creates inflammation, and inflammation creates this problem of the rate of breast cell division in response to estrogen. So inflammation is a key factor in the initiation and the progression of various diseases, from heart disease and arthritis all the way up to cancer. So if you have breast cancer, omega-3 fatty acids have been found to help shrink breast tumors and prevent them from spreading to other parts of the body. So that protects your entire lymph system. It keeps it from metastasizing and moving on. The second benefit of flax seeds are the lignans. These are very, very special components of the plant that help to give it structure or stiffness. And they also possess an extraordinary cancer-fighting properties with an astonishing ability to protect against breast cancer. So they're found abundantly in lots of fruits and vegetables and beans and seeds, but the amount of these in flax seeds is remarkable. They contain more than 100 times more lignans than any other known edible plant. Now, one of the things that they do is deter and then arrest the growth of breast cancer in lots of ways. First, they act as a weak estrogen to block the stronger xenoestrogens. Second, they change the structure of the breast to make it more resistant to toxins that would induce cancer. And third, if you have breast cancer, they actually stop the tumor cells from growing and prevent it from metastasizing to other parts of your body. And they do this in 2 ways. They decrease 2 growth factors that fuel the fires of breast cancer. So insulin-like growth factor, which is IGF-1, and something called epidermal growth factor. So those are potentially the most dangerous and potent risk factors for both breast and prostate cancer. And then the second cancer factor is vascular endothelial growth factor. So it's VEGF. So if you have breast tumors and they are either IGF-1 or VEGF, those are, you know, omega-3 fatty acids found in flax seeds are remarkable. On the VEGF, what it does is actually stop the proliferation of blood vessels. So anytime a tumor starts, it puts out lots and lots of new blood vessels to get a bigger supply of food into this cell so that they can divide and grow more rampantly. And these lignans in flax seeds actually stop the tumor from being able to put those new blood cells on. And so that's a pretty remarkable study. And in fact, that it was so remarkable that drug companies actually went out and duplicated it in synthetic form, and it's called Avastin. And right now that's only being used for metastatic colon cancer, and it has to be given with a chemotherapy drug called 5-FU. But you know, your other option is to just take flax seeds and flaxseed oil in order to get the same kind of property. Now, you'll want to make sure that you're doing a combination of both the ground flax seeds and the flaxseed oil. And there's also one more thing that we want to get to here, and that is fiber. The third property of flax that lowers your risk of breast cancer is abundant fiber, and high fiber diets are associated with a 54% lower risk of breast cancer. So fiber helps not only to lower the amount of estrogen in your body, it also binds it in your intestines and then expels it from your body. So, you know, you want to look at the wonders of this tiny, tiny, tiny little seed. So now I see that it's time for a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some other really delicious ways to improve your breast health in honor of Breast Health Awareness Month. I'll be back in just a moment.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between. Providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. Right before the break, we were talking about some of the things that you can do that are delicious and nutritious ways to improve your health, protect your breasts, and your entire body. So we started with doing a little liver detoxification with milk thistle and dandelion. And then we moved on to mentioning the fact that your water is a big source of pollutants, so it's really important to filter your water and ionize your water. And for help with that, I really invite you to visit my sponsor, TryTheWaterFree.com, where they have lots of options for both filtration and ionization. And then we talked about the wonders of pomegranate and flax seeds. And interestingly enough, both pomegranates and flax seeds have drugs that have been synthetically replicate exactly what they do naturally. And when you do it naturally, you don't have any of the side effects. So now I want to move on to something that's really interesting. When I was doing my biological medicine training, one of my teachers used to stand up in front of the class and say, you know, I stand here just a bag of bacteria with only a few of my own cells to distinguish me from you. And it really is an awesome fact of nature that we are really a bag of bacteria. We have trillions of beneficial bacteria doing all kinds of jobs in our bodies every second of every day. They do things like help us digest our food, produce certain vitamins and minerals and enzymes. And so these bacteria can be supplemented in your body through the use of cultured foods. For instance, kimchi, which is really common in Korea, it has been found to be an amazing help when it comes to fighting against breast cancer. Things like naturally fermented sauerkraut that we get from our German foods, those also contain many bacteria, good bowel bacteria, good friendly flora that help us protect our bodies from cancer and all other kinds of diseases. But one of the most notable ones that I have found is coconut kefir. It's delicious, it's easy to make, and you'll find a post with a recipe on it in my blog, omgallergyfree.com. And back in June when I was on my book tour, I was asked specifically to post a recipe for coconut kefir, so I did. Again, super easy to make, and it contains some really amazing help for your liver, detoxification for your liver, as well as all these amazing bacteria. And here's the reason that it's so good for you. The beneficial bacteria in the coconut kefir can actually bind BPA. Remember, in the middle of the hour, we were talking about how BPA is on everything from thermal printer receipts to our paper currency to plastics to everything. We find BPA everywhere. It can actually bind BPA and take it out of our body. The other thing is that insecticides are, you know, really high in xenoestrogens, and both kimchi and coconut kefir can bind the xenoestrogens in the insecticides and safely carry them out of our bodies. This is so amazing. The other thing is that it can actually take out other xenoestrogens and reduce the population, so that as we are supplementing our body with lots of fresh fruits and lots of fresh vegetables that contain lots of enzymes and phytochemicals that will help our bodies regain this balance in estrogen and progesterone and melatonin and testosterone, when we get all of that in balance by eating a really healthy diet, we begin to see changes. Because as we're protecting ourselves by taking in pomegranates and flax seeds and coconut kefir, we're getting the toxins, we're getting the xenoestrogens out of our body, we're clearing them out. But the most powerful thing that I have seen in terms of creating healthy cells that will provide a basis for getting rid of the xenoestrogens that have bound to those receptors, actually ionized water. And I know that if you listen to me very often, you're probably saying, man, that woman is a stuck record. I have never heard a doctor that was so stuck on any one subject ever. And you're probably right. And it's because I believe that this is really the foundational piece for regaining or maintaining healthy cells in your body. It's not the only thing that we need. We need these other things like flax seeds and pomegranates and coconut kefir to add added protection. But the way that ionized water works is by restoring that cell membrane. And when we have restored the cell membrane, then the cell can function perfectly again. And in its perfect functioning, it's going to naturally attract the natural estrogens, and our body will be getting rid of more of the xenoestrogens. So we kind of have to fight this battle on more than one front. We want to avoid as many xenoestrogens in our homes and in our body care products and in the clothing that we wear. Anything that has a petrochemical, anything that's synthetic, we want to avoid that altogether. And we want to actually bolster our whole system by taking in adequate amounts of ionized water to balance the cells, eating lots of pomegranates or drinking pomegranate juice. The seeds are slightly better than the juice, but both are helpful. By taking in adequate amounts of flax seeds, both in the ground form, so 3 tablespoons a day in ground form and 1 tablespoon per 100 pounds per day in the oil form, making sure that it's been freshly pressed. And we want to get this coconut kefir at the rate I recommend, and you'll read it on my blog post where you can find the recipe. You'll want to start out with only 2 ounces a day and work yourself up to drinking 6 to 8 ounces of it every day for optimal results. And so I want to leave you with these, with this thought, that your genes are not your destiny. Your DNA is not your destiny. You can, at any point in time, decide to make just a few changes in your lifestyle and your diet to protect your body, to save those breasts, and not only to not get cancer, but to have the most vibrant, the most healthy, the most active body that you can create. And so this is what I want to leave you with this week. I want you to look at the places where you can make some small changes in your environment and get rid of those xenoestrogens, and to load your diet up with pomegranates, flax seeds, and coconut kefir, do a little liver detox, and drink lots of ionized pre-filtered water. Thanks so much for being with me today. I really enjoyed talking about this topic. It's exciting to me to know that while there are all kinds of things going on around us that seem so dismal, there are some really bright stars that can change your health simply, easily, and inexpensively. So have a wonderful week. I look forward to talking to you next week.
You've been listening to the Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy-free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.